So before we get to our, well, you know what? You know, actually, a little bit of a hurry. We're going to do this, and then we're going to get to Kevin.
Okay.
But Margaret, pop right on that microphone here, because I promised I would do this.
Thank you.
So you know that I have a particular fondness for Haiti because I am there every month. It is my home, away from home and home. And there is a Haitian festival coming up this weekend to celebrate Haiti. And Margaret Corkery, who is here, I don't actually know what your position is with it, but I can tell you that Margaret teaches me Creole. We meet once a week, and Margaret is my Creole teacher, and she's the reason.
Great, Margaret, on yeah. Mitch.
Gros Margaret, raison parce que moi que parle Creole couille à tant que
ça. Okay, that's question one.
Parle Creole bien, c'est vrai.
Oh, wow.
Right. Comment allez-vous?
Yeah,
no,
she gives me
French.
An A. She's
that's
an easy,
French,
yeah. She's an easy grader. But so there is a Haitian festival this weekend. Is that correct? Where is it happening?
It's going to be in downtown Farmington at Riley Park and Sunquist Pavilion. And to answer your question, I'm the president of the organization, which is Haitian Network Group of Detroit. Mm-hmm. I'm also a co-founder, the chair of the festival. And
you're doing everything.
And she's cooking.
Right. And I have with me the vice president of the organization, Shirley Alsekonate.
Okay, nice to have you here too.
Hi, Shirley.
So, but pull that microphone up closer to your mouth there, first of all. That's good.
There you go.
No, but you don't need. And this is going to be Saturday and Sunday?
It's Saturday and Sunday. Okay. Saturday from 6 till 11. And Sunday from 10 until 10 in the morning until 10 in the evening.
Oh, so there's a lot more to do on Sunday.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Okay. But
and if people, I'm not going to say what's in it for the Haitians, because every Haitian's going to be there anyhow. You don't really need me to drum up any business for Haitians. Pretty much, I've been to these before, and like if you set foot in Haiti once, you basically are there. Mm-hmm. But for people who are not Haitian, they're welcome to come to it too. So what's the attraction for them?
Oh, absolutely. Because we're open to every culture, not just Haitians. And what I think Americans would like, first on Saturday, we have Jay Perry, who's an international singer, and he's very well known on the Zumba scene because he's done a lot of collaboration with Zumba.
Okay.
And on Sunday, we will have folkloric dancing, drumming session. And it's also a family-oriented event. It's free, first of all.
Right.
And family.
That's all you really needed to say,
yes.
Margaret.
you
kind of buried the lead, okay? Yeah. People looking for something to do on the weekend, here is free, a free festival.
That's right.
Really, it could be any country after that, honestly.
That is true. But it's great for the family because we try to recreate the culture.
Mm-hmm.
So we have games for the children. Your son, Sam Lafleur, is going to head the workshop for kite-making workshop.
Close enough.
One of my
kids. Yes, it's a family event.
Yeah.
And we also have a drumming session for the children. We have a storyteller who's coming all the way from Boston to tell them folk tales from Haiti.
Haitian folk tales.
Yes.
Oh. And the food.
Oh,
don't
yes.
forget the food.
Yes.
Don't bury the lead.
The food is the most important part. Haitian food
is there going to be food?
That's
yeah.
right.
No, Haitian
that's
food right. is delicious.
It's absolutely.
It may not be the healthiest for you, but it's really good.
Once in a while.
What are some of the dishes that you're going to have?
We're going to have chicken, creole, and fish.
Fried pork.
Mm-hmm, and pate that your son.
Another
Kevin,
son.
Kevin, Pierre, another son is going to prepare for us.
Pate.
And what else are we having?
That's all good enough.
Yeah.
There's plenty of food. Yeah.
Is that E.G. Nick's Kevin preparing it?
Yes, that's E.G. Nick's Kevin.
All right.
Yeah.
There's going to be rice in the mix,
Kevin.
I'm guessing.
Oh, the rice. Yes. Beans and rice is there. You get that when you walk in, okay? When you get out of your car, that's right, at a Haitian festival, they say, here, give me your keys. Here's some beans and rice.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah. Have a fun
the
walk.
The valets are giving you. Everybody walks around with beans and rice.
Riley Park is perfect for a festival. It's right in the heart of downtown
Farmington. Thank you, Kevin.
Beautiful.
Kevin will be there. He'll be your DJ.
We'll be looking for you guys. And I have to say that the city of Farmington was very welcoming to us. It's the third year that we're having this festival here. Even though we're based in Detroit, but when we approach them, they open their arms and say, we want you guys to be there.
That's
Ken,
great.
Ken Brown laid the groundwork.
Yeah.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah.
And they have power.
That's important.
Yes, they do.
Yes, power has been restored.
They have. Has been restored.
Okay, so it's this Saturday starting at, what time does it begin?
At 6.
6, so it's just Saturday night, 6 to 10.
Correct.
And then Sunday from 10 in the morning until...
Wednesday.
10 at night.
10 at night.
Yes. Until 3 o'clock, Mitch.
Yeah. That's a Haitian party. Ain't no party like a Haitian party.
Because
a Haitian party,
party don't stop.
Yeah. Okay. Margaret, thank you for coming in. Mm-hmm. People can find out more. Is there a website that they can find out more about it?
Yes, www.
Don't say www. Just
HaitianNetworkDetroit.org.
Haitian what?
HaitianNetworkDetroit.org.
There you go. You don't need the www.
I'm going to get some clarification.
You've been in the country long enough. You
that's
can leave that.
True.
I still use that before I do everything. We got to get some clarification.
Nobody needs it.
You don't need it, but you can. Okay, you can still use it.
Everything is www. And if you don't type www, it still goes to it.
No backslashes, no nothing. No HTTP.
And it's really hard to say. www.
I just call them dub dubs.
Yeah.
Oh,
you don't need the dub dubs.
Mitch, can I add something?
Yes.
Because we receive a couple of grants. And one of them is from the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs.
Yeah.
And this grant is allowing us to have this event. And this is the second time that they provided that to us. So I wanted to make sure that I acknowledge them, as well as the DTE Foundation, who was really so open to us.
Well, they're looking for good publicity right now.
They could use this.
They were just on explaining themselves a couple minutes ago.
They could bring a couple of power lines out there.
Well, yes, they do.
Did you set this up, Alvin?
No.
They have a couple of tree-trimming trucks.
But I bet Trevor's very happy that they came in. Yeah.
They'll be signing tree trimmers up there Saturday because they're looking for
taking money on the slide.
So they will have power at the Haitian Festival in Farmington.
And we also have an event partner, which is World Caribbean International. So I wanted to make sure that I mentioned
you have
that.
Thanked pretty much everybody, Margaret.
No, there's more, but
no,
I'll stop there.
We'll stop there, okay.
Yes.
All right, Margaret, nice to see you. Merci beaucoup.
Thank you, Mitch.
And we will see you all at the Haitian Festival over the weekend.